You're tuned in to Juno Afternoon, about 15 minutes to the top of the hour. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. Here with me in the studio is Shannon Fisher, Executive Director of Family Promise of Juno, and Pat McClear, member of the Family Promise Board. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hey, Shelley.
Family Promise of Juno provides services, housing, and meals to children and families in Juno who are experiencing homelessness. Can you tell us a little bit about how your organization helps to alleviate those hardships?
Absolutely. So we are kind of a full service agency. So we provide care navigation to families that don't have housing and help them on that way to regain that stability in their life. We provide hospitality overnight and food to families, meals as well.
Help them navigate, as Shannon mentioned, in getting through the hoops and the cutting the red tape so that they can make use of the services that are provided.
And you guys have been in before. We've talked a bit about the picture of homelessness in Juno, what it looks like, and what are some of the contributing factors. I was just kind of wondering if we might focus on a case study of someone who became homeless. And my first question is, what are some of the circumstances that might lead to a family with children becoming homeless?
You know, I think a lot of stuff is interconnected. So if a family might lose their job, they could easily lose their, not be able to service their vehicle, or their vehicle breaks down and they lose their job and they lose their housing. So it kind of can go in all different directions how that could occur in one's life.
And for some families who might be, you know, kind of living paycheck to paycheck already, it can happen pretty quickly.
Very quickly.
And certainly illness, things that are unexpected and you haven't been able to set money aside and all of a sudden you're on your heels and next thing you're on your butt. So it's nice to have somebody who can reach out a hand to say, I'll help you get up.
I was wondering if the two of you would be willing to share a story about someone that you know, and it can be anonymous, that you've helped. Where were they living before and where are they now?
So we've actually got this wonderful letter that one of our guests, we call our clients our guests because we really share a lot together. We invite them into our places of worship, our lives, really, to share a meal, to share things with them. And one of them wrote this letter after she had graduated from Family Promise. I'm going to let Pat read it.
And I'll say graduated into sustainable housing.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Their services not only provided us with food and shelter, but also love and support in a very hard time in our lives. The staff gave me the motivation and the courage to restart my life and to do better for my family. Through their ongoing support, I was able to get a job with benefits and a brand new apartment. It was because of the way this program functions that we were able to get on our feet. They made sure we did not have to worry about diapers, where our next meal is coming from, or how we were going to get to job interviews or appointments. If we needed anything, they made sure it happened or put us in contact with valued members of this community who could offer services or support. I feel like it is because of this program that so many families succeed and don't just become another statistic in poverty. Without them, I do not feel like I would be where I am today. Family Promise graduate, single mom, four kids.
Wow. Go ahead.
Can I say that she did say a lot of stuff about Family Promise there and a lot of nice things, but it does give the opportunity for people to use the resources that they already have, the insights that they have and they know about their own life to map that direction that is success for them. And we could never write that plan for them. She's an incredible woman. I'm really proud to know her.
It sounds like you guys sort of helped them set them up for success by taking care of some just very basic needs so they don't have to worry about that and they can focus on a larger issue, finding a job or, you know, whatever the next step is for them.
Absolutely.
What we're going to talk about, what this is all leading up to, is talking about a fundraiser, Taste of Promise. But before we get to that, I wanted to ask, what sort of support do you receive from the community and what are some of your biggest needs?
Support comes from, this is a volunteer-run organization. Shannon does a great job at the helm and steering us and offering the direct services to clients. And we do have a part-time employee who we have a van that helps transport folks who don't have their own. But this is volunteer. So every night the family is at a different congregation every week, but it's the volunteers who are making the meal, eating with the family, spending the night and then getting them up and going the next morning. So there's a small army of volunteers that makes this happen, and for which we are so incredibly grateful. And to the congregations in the community that are opening their doors to allow the guests, the families, to use their facilities. And we're also most grateful to Chapel by the Lake because they provide the day center where families can do laundry, take showers, there's computer access, there's a day room full of toys and books, and so that the children can hang out while the adults are meeting with Shannon, are working on the computer and taking a shower, you know, those good things.
And so this event, Taste of Promise, is a fundraiser for Family Promise of Juneau, and all the proceeds benefit all these services that we've been talking about, probably help to support you guys and your army of volunteers. So that's happening. When and where is it happening? Oh, it's this Saturday.
It is Saturday, yes. The 20th of October from 5:30 to 7:30, Chapel by the Lake.
And it's a fundraiser, but it's also a competition. And I think both are very important. We're doing what we do best. We provide hospitality to families, and a lot of that includes food. So we're going to bring our best meals. There's going to be a vote. So it's $10 to get in, and that gets you 3 votes. We will absolutely allow you to buy more votes. That is always allowed. But I will say here today, both Pat and I have submitted our own desserts.
Yes. And
you guys are going head to head.
The coveted prize is a wooden spoon award, and that is beautifully mounted on a cutting board with a little plaque on it that gives the winner the coveted the wooden spoon award. So there's an award for entree and one for a side dish and one for the dessert. So folks will come and receive for their $10 ticket a tasting menu, really. So you get a tray with a gazillion dishes. Really, isn't it? And little tiny utensils. And and you get to go around and fill your tray with all the varieties of food that will be made possible. And then you get to sit down and enjoy. And then you vote with your little ticket. And there'll also be a silent auction. And I have actually offered to buy somebody's ticket if they in turn would vote for my dessert. But
I didn't know that was allowed.
Yeah, well, right. You know. That sounds fairly corrupt.
We're hoping that lots of folks will come to enjoy the wide variety of delicious food that will be made presentable and edible.
I cannot wait to hear the results of this competition. Like, which one of you comes out on top? Well, Pat, what are you making?
Well, I am making...
What are you making, Pat?
If you care to divulge.
Because it's the saltines with the butter and chocolate and caramel.
Oh, I know that one.
See? Yeah, you can't eat one.
No, you can't eat one.
It's so good. Exactly. There. I should have got the spoon last year. This time I'm going to take it.
All right. We're not here to fight. Shannon, what are you making?
I am making pumpkin chocolate chunk oatmeal cookies.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Those sound good too.
They're fantastic.
Oh man. Well, I wish we could eat right now. But everyone will have to wait until this Saturday. So again, Taste of Promise fundraiser, second annual event. This Saturday, October 20th, 5:30 to 7:30 at Chapel by the Lake.
Pat, there's a P.S. Shannon. If I may, we're having a concert choir as well.
Oh yes. Let's talk about that.
Multiple choirs.
Multiple thank you.
Bands playing 1 to 3 songs each, and it'll be going on simultaneously. So
it's a live music entertainment.
Yeah.
Yes.
What more could you want?
It offers it all, and it's $10, gets you in and gets you 3 votes to vote for your favorite dessert, entree, whatever.
Yes.
You can split your vote between Pat and Shannon if you don't want to cause trouble. Ladies, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you. Thanks, Shelley.